I'm Bruce Cameron, and this is Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and all over the place via 2MCE.org. We stream to you wherever you are. There is no escape. The program today includes some music from North America as a featured album by the Galax Bog Trotters. I'll tell you more about life in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia as the program progresses. But we'll open today with two tracks from a 1978 album that was quite significant at the time. It's by a group called the Albion Band, and it brought together John Tams doing most of the singing and playing melodeon, and Ashley Hutchings playing electric bass and running the show, he would say. First of all, a tune called The Primrose, and there are several tunes with this title. This one, I've heard it played by Jimmy Shand, the Scottish dance band. This is a version by Rod Stradling, English musician. So The Primrose, and then a song, and I'll tell you about it at the end. Welcome to Come All Ye.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, 1978 folk rock from the Albion Band and an album called Rise Up Like the Sun, a highly regarded album up there with Fairport Convention's Liege and Leaf and Shirley Collins' No Roses, two other very fine English folk rock albums. First of all, we heard The Primrose, then a song composed by Richard Thompson but not sung by him, even though he does crop up on this album doing some backing vocals on some tracks, but that slappy electric guitar was Simon Nicol. Time to Ring Some Changes. Yes, everything you do leaves you empty inside. Richard Thompson did record that song sometime later, but not until he was doing one of his own albums. Here's a track by Tom Paxton, and I'll play with it another track by Carolyn Hester. Both these songs come from an album called Seeds, the songs of Pete Seeger. First one from Tom Paxton is called Times Are Getting Hard, Boys. Times A hyphen Getting Hard, Boys. The tune was either collected or maybe even composed by Carl Sandburg and turned up in the American Songbag. Then the second song is called One Man's Hands by Carolyn Hester. And the words were composed by Dr. Alex Comfort. And if that name rings a slight bell, you may recall a book that he wrote called The Joy of Sex. But the song, One Man's Hands, even the title could be a little ambiguous, but no, it doesn't refer to that at all.
Times are getting hard, boy. Money's getting scarce. Times don't get no better, boys. I'm bound to leave this place. Take my true love by the hand, lead her through the town. Say goodbye to everyone, goodbye to everyone. Looking for the promised land somewhere beyond. When I didn't find it, love, I came back to you. When I looked into your eyes, I knew that I was home. When I looked into your eyes, I knew that I. Times are getting hard, boys. Money's getting scarce. Times don't get no better, boys. I'm bound to leave this place. Take my true love by the hand, lead her through the town. Say goodbye to everyone, goodbye to everyone. Say goodbye to everyone, goodbye to
just my hands can't tear a prison down. And just your hands can't tear a prison down. But if two and two and 50 make a million, just your voice can't shout to make them hear. But if 2 and 2 and 50 make a million, we'll see that day come round. We'll see that day come round. Just my strength can't bend the atom bomb. Just your strength can't bend the atom bomb. But if 2 and 2 and 50 make a million, we'll see that day come round. We'll see that day come round. Just my will can't break the color bar. Just your will can't break the color bar. But if 2 and 2 and 50 make a million, we'll see that day come round. We'll see that day come round. Just my hands can't tear a prison down. Just your hands can't tear a prison down.
A singer named Carolyn Hester, who was quite well known in the 60s, in America particularly, with One Man's Hands. Before that, Tom Paxton with Times Are Gettin' Hard, Boys, both songs from an album dedicated to Pete Seeger called Seeds, the Songs of Pete Seeger. You're listening to Come All Day. The next one is an instrumental, two tunes, Peggy Morton and Madam Maxwell. I played a track or two by this trio in recent times. I should play it more often. It's a good album. It's by Seamus Begley, Katrina Mackay, and Chris Stout. Simply called Begley Mackay Stout, self-published album. The musicians, all pretty well known in the folk scene. Seamus Begley plays accordion. He's from County Kerry. Katrina Mackay from Dundee plays harp and harmonium on the album. And Chris Stout is a very fine fiddle player.
Thank you.
fiddle, harp and accordion there. Seamus Begley playing accordion, Katrina Mackay playing harp and Chris Stout playing fiddle. We heard Peggy Morton and Madame Maxwell from a very nice album that I will revisit in the near future. A song now from twin sisters Alana and Alicia Egan, who come from Victoria. They performed just as Alana and Alicia. This is a song of theirs called Fly Like a Bird.
If I could fly like a bird over your earth and wet your knees, down the rivers and the highways and the mountains on the breeze, things you've never seen before, things I'm bringing with me to that big white house still standing like an island. Days the waiting stopped me. Somewhere someone chanced to drop me. Faceless smiles just roll away too many times before. As I watch these fingers wasting time on streets, hotels, and railway lines, with the day so dry and dusty, blown like leaves across your floor. If I could fly like a bird over your earthen wet chimneys, down the rivers and the highways and the mountains on the breeze, things you've never seen before, things I'm bringing with me to that big white house still standing like an island.
Like a Bird, Alana and Alicia Egan. Identical, I think, twins from Melbourne, or at least Victoria. And it brings us now to the featured album. It's called Old Time Jubilations. The group is the Galax Bog Trotters. They are two couples and a couple of spare people. Eddie Bond playing fiddle, banjo, guitar and singing. And his wife, Bonnie Bond, playing bass and singing. and two familiar musicians to this program anyway. Erin Marshall playing fiddle and banjo and singing, and her husband Carl Jones playing mandolin, guitar and banjo, also singing. In the group playing guitar and banjo as well, there's Eric Hill, and they even bring in Joe DeJanette to play bass on one track. So they're quite versatile, multi-instrumentalists, and very, very good. The name, well, there's a few alternative definitions of the Galax Bog Trotters, or the term Bog Trotters, but the band, and it's their name, so they can probably claim ownership of this particular definition. Bog Trotters was a nickname for the, as they described it, Scotch-Irish settlers who migrated to America to find a better life. The original Bog Trotters, the first band anyway to use that term, came from the 1930s, and it featured the fiddler Uncle Eck Dunford, who some people reckon could speak Gaelic. Eddie Bond, who's in the band, also regularly plays with the New Ballards branch Bog Trotters. So it's a common term, but it has various derivations, and some of them quite derogatory. They usually referred to the poor or poorer socioeconomic people in Ireland. But I'll maybe talk a little about that as the program progresses, keeping that Scotch-Irish theme with the band. From the featured album, Old Time Jubilations, the first track we'll hear from the Galax Bog Trotters is called Highlander's Farewell. Goes Mixolydian mode, that one. Emmett Lundy's Highlander's Farewell from the featured album, first track we'll hear today, by the Galax Bog Trotters. We heard Eddie Bond playing fiddle and Erin Marshall playing banjo on that one. But they all swap around because four out of the five full-time members of that band play banjo and guitar, and they just mix and match. More from them coming up. Here's Marley's Ghost with another song by Richard Thompson. He has composed a lot of interesting songs. And once again, this is not Richard Thompson singing it, but a member of Marley's Ghost, John Wilcox. The song, How Will I Ever Be Simple Again?
She danced through the streets with the guns all around her, all torn like a rag doll, barefoot in the rain. And she sang like a child, Tooraloo, Tooraladdy, oh, how will I ever be simple again? And she sat by the banks of the dirty gray river and cried for a fish with a worm on a pin. There was nothing but fever and ghosts in the water. Oh, how will I ever be simple again? War was my love and my friend and companion. What did I care for the pretty and gay? But her smile was so and my heart was so troubled. Oh, how will I ever be simple again? I sat down at her table, and the smell of her hair was like cornfields in May. And I wanted to weep, but my eyes ached from crying. Oh, how will I ever be simple again? So graceful she moved through the dust and happy she was in her dances again. Oh, teach me to see with your innocent eyes, love. Oh, how will I ever be simple again? How will I ever be simple?
Regular listeners to this program will know that Marley's Ghost is one of my favourite bands. There we heard John Wilcox from that band singing Richard Thompson's song, How Will I Ever Be Simple Again. They had a few mates in the background there contributing some rather nice accompaniment. Collectively, those mates are known as Boys of the Loch, who must have been passing through town just at that time, because I think that's the only track on the album for Spacious Guys that features music from Boys of the Loch. Such a pretty song, isn't it? How Will I Ever Be Simple Again? Sad and wistful in its way, but a real beauty. You're listening to Come All Ye. This is Corey Purcell, who lives in Allentown, Pennsylvania. He's a step dancer. That's how he made his name early on. Also plays baron, an accordion and cittern. Here he is with The Banks of Sweet Dundee.
It's a farmer's daughter, so beautiful I'm told. Her parents died and left her £500 in gold. She lived with her uncle because of all her woes. A you will hear this maiden dead, Peru's overthrown. Her uncle had a plowboy, young Mary loved full well. 'Twas in her uncle's garden, their tales of love they did tell. There was a wealthy squire who oft came for her to see. So Mary loved her plowboy on the banks of sweet Dundee. Went straight away. He knocked upon her bedroom door, and unto her he thus did say, "Rise up, you fair young maiden, a lady now you shall be. The squire stands awaiting by the banks of sweet Dundee." A fig for all your squires, your lords and dukes likewise. My Willie, he appears to me like diamonds in my eyes. Be gone, unruly female, for happy thou shalt never be. I mean to banish young Willie from the banks of sweet Dundee. The odds were 6-1. The blood it flowed in torrents. Pray kill me now, said he. I'd rather die for Mary by the banks of sweet Dundee. Young Mary was out walking, lamenting for her love. She met the wealthy squire down in her uncle's grove. He threw his arms around her. "Stand off, base man," said she. "You took the only man I love from the banks of sweet Dundee." He clasped his arms around her and tried to throw her down. Two pistols and a sword she spied beneath his undergown. Young Mary took those pistols and the sword he used so free. She did fire and shot the squire on the banks of sweet Dundee. Her uncle overheard the noise and hastened to the ground. "Oh, since you've shot the squire, I'll give you your death wound." "Stand off then," cried young Mary, "undaunted I will be." She triggered, drew, her uncle slew on the banks of sweet Dundee. and quickly did return. As soon as he came back again, young Mary ceased to mourn. The day it was appointed, they joined their hands so free, and now they live in splendor on the banks of sweet Dundee. And now they live in splendor on the banks of sweet Dundee.
Oh, big ending there from Corey Purcell, The Banks of Sweet Dundee, from his album Undaunted. We'll take a track now from Dylan Carlos, Kian Sweeney and John McCartan, an album of jigs and reels. Straight up and down jigs and reels, most of the tracks on the album. In fact, all of them, I think. This is the title track, plus a couple of others. It's called The Corner House, that's the album, and the tunes we'll hear are The Corner House, Jack Rose and The Caucus Reel.
Thank you.
dairy looked dismal and grey. And so does lovely Johnny, he is now going away. He is going to Bonnie Scotland, some sweetheart to see. May the high powers above send him safe home to me. Oh, Johnny, lovely Johnny, do you mind the day when you came to my window to steal me away? You promised you'd marry me above all female kind. Oh, Johnny, lovely Johnny, what has altered your mind? Oh, Annie, lovely Annie, it was all but a jest, for I never intended to make you my best. I never intended to make you my wife. Oh, Annie, lovely Annie, all the days of my life. The first time I met you, 'tis well I do own, 'twas in my father's garden in the county Tyrone, with my white apron round us to shield out the wind. Oh, Johnny, lovely Johnny, what has altered your mind? A bunch of blue ribbons I'll tie up and wear, and a wreath of forget-me-nots I will twine round my hair. And if ever he returns again, I will greet him with joy, and I will kiss the lips of my own Johnny boy.
Beautiful voice of Dolores Cain and her then husband John Faulkner playing guitar. Johnny Lovely Johnny, a track from their album Broken Hearted I'll Wander. Preceding that, three tunes played by Dylan Carlos, Ken Sweeney and John McCartan, The Corner House, Jack Rose and The Caucus Reel. I'm going to play two tracks from the featured album now, just to move things along with that album. I did say they all sang, or most of them. Eric Hill isn't allowed to, but the others all do. So we'll hear Red Rocking Chair. I'm not sure how many of them sing on this. I've forgotten. Red Rocking Chair, and then another instrumental, Drunk Man's Blues and Little Brown Hand. two tracks from the featured album, which is called Old Time Jubilations by a group called Galax Bog Trotters. I said I'd tell you a little more about Galax Bog Trotters. Well, Bog Trotter, anyway. I went to a source of great information, the Williamstown Advertiser from Victoria. The edition published on Saturday the 24th of June 1876. It concerns a court case. Someone was asking, what is a bog trotter? And a correspondent said that the duty of bringing the turf to the roadside devolves on young boys and girls. They're supplied with a basket strapped to their shoulders. When emptied into the creels to be taken to market, they return to the bog in a jog trot. Consequently, they're called bog trotters. It's by no means an offensive term. And the Williamstown Advertiser says, we've also received from W.H. Burke of Newstead, I see by a leading article in yesterday's edition, in commenting on the case of da-da-da-da-blah-blah-blah in the Supreme Court, stated that the bog trotter meant one who stole peat, a low-based peasant. Neither version is correct. Every Irishman knows that bog trotter has never been applied to a person who stole turf. It's from the mode of making hand turf that the term is applied. And so it goes on. There's another one from a member of Parliament as well, but I'll perhaps save that for another time. All right, next one. And Come All Ye comes from Five Men in a Boat. This group includes Richard Burgess, whose beautiful voice we've heard on the album Doggerland, singing songs such as the one he wrote, the Luxburgh Galley. But here he is with a group called Five Men in a Boat from a long time ago, recorded in Norway, where he now lives and has for many years, Roll on the Day, and then we'll hear him playing concertina, a bit of guitar, Anders Aydin, who we've heard before on the program, playing guitar, and hurdy-gurdy on the album, and Patrick Wingard plays clarinet and flute. And that track is Hullinger, Roll on the Day, and Hullinger.
As the dawn comes creeping, roll on the day. Another night not sleeping, roll on the day. Roll on the morning, roll on the day. But I heard the old man saying, roll on the day. Waiting for another day, roll on the day. When it comes, it wastes away, roll on the day. Roll on the morning, roll on the day. But I heard the old man saying, roll on the day. Every night you fight for breath, roll on the day. Hurt so bad you pray for death, roll on the day. Roll on the morning, but I heard the young man saying, roll on the day.
Thank you.
track simply called Hullinger. It means maybe it could be a hulling. Who knows? Burgess, Adden and Vingard from an album called Doggerland. And that same Mr. Burgess on the previous track singing Roll on the Day as a member of a group called Five Men in a Boat. Music from Norway. Off to Melbourne now for a track by the group Kokyol, a cappella group, also multi-instrumentalists. If that's not a contradiction in terms, some tracks are a cappella, some far from it. Kokyol in Gaelic means harmony. So this one is a song, and it's a Scottish song. To the Weavers, Gin Ye Gang.
Me heart with anxious blithe and free as summer days were lang, but a bonny western weaver laddie got me change my sang. To the weavers can you go, fair maids, to the weavers can you go, I read your right can near at night, to the weavers can you go. Me mother sent me to the town to op the plate and while, but the witty, witty whopping has got me sighing sad. To the weavers can you go, fair maids, to the weavers can you go, I read your right can near at night, to the weavers can you go. A bonny western weaver lads at working at his loom, he took my heart to sway and add in every nod and thrum. To the weavers can you go, fair maids, to the weavers can you go, I read your right can near at night, to the weavers can you go. I sat beside my woodpen wheel and I cut it around, but every shot and every knock we heard it gave a stone. To the weavers can you go, fair maids, to the weavers can you go, I read your right can near at night, to the weavers can you go. Thrum.
The moon was sinking in the west with a visage pale and wan, when my bonny western weaver lord conveyed me through the glen.
To the weavers can you go, fair maids, to the weavers can you go, I read your right gang near at night, to the weavers can ye go. But what was said or what was done, shame for me canna tell. But oh, I fear the kintress soon will canistrils myself. To the weavers can you go, fair maids, to the weavers can you go, I read your right hang near at night, to the weavers can you go. To the weavers can you go, fair maids, to the weavers can you go, I read your right hang near at night, to the weavers can you go. To the weavers can you go, fair maids, to the weavers can you go, I read your right hang near at night, to the weavers, to the weavers.
Well, I think you know the name of that song. From the group Kokyol from Melbourne. An album called Stay a While. Some lovely stuff on that. I haven't played music from that for ages, and my thanks go to my 2MCE folk music fellow presenter Roger Hargraves for reminding me of the existence of that album and that group. And he might even play some on his program from time to time. This program is called Come All Ye, and you can hear it again if you want, because it's available, or will be available very shortly, as a Listen On Demand program. Programs going back to 2019 are available right now for your listening and dancing pleasure. If you go to the website of the program, Come All Ye, one word, comeallye.com, press a couple of obvious buttons and you'll get there. Or 2mce.org. Same deal. Press a couple of buttons, get to Listen On Demand and find Come All Ye in amongst the other programs that are available as Listen On Demand at This program's website, there's only one program available on demand, and it's Come All Ye. Is that clear enough? Good. Rafe Stefanini is a very good fiddle player. Raphael, I guess his name was when his parents christened him. Rafe and his daughter Clelia play on this album we're about to hear called Lady on the Green. They're both very good fiddle players, but in this first track, neither of them is going to play fiddle. I think he's going to play banjo, she's going to play guitar, and in just a little while, they'll play a second track, which will feature fiddle.
Of all the crimes that ever have been, selling whiskey is the greatest sin. It'll cause more misery, grief, and woe than any other crime I know. So get out of the way, you whiskey seller. You're owned by many other clever feller. It'll cause the wagoner to lose his brain and fill his head with the aching pain. And oftentimes in the rocks he's found a feeling upwards for the ground. So get out of the way, you whiskey seller. You're owned by many other clever fellers. Left to curse and groan as if he cared not for his soul. So get out of the way, you whiskey seller. You're ruining the many other clever fellers. He'll cause the children's bitter cries and tears to gush from the mother's eyes. Causes them to cry for bread, and hungry then they are in bed. So get out of the way, you whiskey seller. You're in the many other clever fellers. So get out of the way, you whiskey seller. You're in the many other clever fellers.
Thank you.
Good harmonies there on that pretty well-known old-time tune, Shove the Pig's Foot a Little Bit Further into the Fire. And we've told you before, folks, the pig's foot is a blacksmith's tool, nothing to do with dead pigs. Although it sort of looks like a pig, apparently, or a pig's foot. So that was Rafe and Clelia Stefanini, father and daughter, both playing violin. I play violin and my daughter plays violin. At that point, the similarity ends. She plays in orchestras and I play in lounge rooms pretty badly. But Rafe and Clelia Stefanini, they are both very good and worthy of recording, as we heard there. Next one is by an artist who used to perform as Grey Ghost. His name was Roosevelt Williams, blues man. He maintained that title, or the nickname Grey Ghost, because he'd be employed to perform and then he wouldn't sort of wait for the limousine or the taxi or whatever to pick him up to get to the gig. He'd just turn up on time, play, and then he'd just disappear after performing. He wouldn't wait for a ride home or after parties and all that stuff. And he was called the Grey Ghost. He lived for most of the 20th century in Texas. And here he is with Little Red Rooster.
Won't you use anymore home. Well, there ain't been no peace in the barnyard since my little red rooster been gone.
Singer and pianist known as Grey Ghost, otherwise Roosevelt Williams was his name, and he was recorded there in the early part of the 20th century by the Lomaxes, and it was released there on an album called Playing for the Man at the Door. The man at the door had a tape recorder and he was just collecting lots of music from people. Released on the Smithsonian Folkways label, of course. What could be better? Little Red Rooster, sound familiar? Yes. Rolling Stones picked up a version of that and did things to it, but they liked that sort of music, and that's how they started. You're listening to Come All Ye. Here's a song from the featured album called Southern Girls Reply, sung by Bonnie Bond. Once again, the members of this group, the Galax Bog Trotters, Eddie Bond and Bonnie Bond are a couple, married, and Aaron Marshall and Carl Jones are also a married couple. In the band, there is also Eric Hill playing guitar and banjo. Lots of guitars and banjos in this old-time band, who come indeed from Galax in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. That's where at least Aaron Marshall and Carl Jones live. Not sure about the Bonds. So, Bonnie Bond and the Southern Girls Reply. Song from the War of Northern Aggression, as they sometimes describe it in those parts, from the featured album, of course, Old Time Jubilations from the Galax Bog Trotters. I'll play you a track now from John Spears and John Bowden, who have recorded quite a lot, as members of Bellowhead and as a duo and elsewhere. This song is called Bold Sir Rylas, R-Y-L-I-S. There was nobody called Rylas at my school, I can tell you that, so I don't know where that name came from. Traditional song, nonetheless. John Bowden singing, John Spears playing concertina, with a little bit of help from Matty Pryor singing background vocals and Eliza Carthy, Andy Cutting playing melodeon, Ian Giles, Faye Heald and Pete Coe also singing in the background. He's Bold Sir Rylas. There's some English folk music for you. Blood and guts. Even a pig got killed in that one. Bold Sir Rylus by Spears and Bowden, John Spears and John Bowden. Sort of best of album called The Works. Something a little more calm in its way. This is the Teddy Boys set by a group called Portage from the maritime provinces of eastern Canada. We'll hear Roulettes, Drops of Brandy and The Trade Song. A bit of stepping there. We heard Roulettes, Drops of Brandy and The Trade Song by the group Portage. Most of them are from the Maritime Provinces of Eastern Canada, five-piece female group. They're certainly not all from there, because Erin Marshall's actually a member of that group, and she's on the featured album today as a member of the Galax Bog Trotters, and she's from Galax in the US of A. And I will have time for one more from the featured album, but not just yet.
Come, come, my lads, and listen here. A fisherman's song you soon shall hear. What I did and undergo when first I went a god banging out to me lalf all the day, the riddle all the day. And this is the smacksman's life at sea. How well I remember on the 14th of May, a big bark ship, she came our way. She came our way, and she did let fly, and her topsail halyards, they flew sky high. To me lalf all the day, a riddle all the day. This is the smacksman's life at sea. And now we draw near the Harwich Pier. The old and the young folks, they both draw near to watch us get our fish on deck and crack their skulls with a little short stick. To me lalf all the day, a riddle all the day. This is the smacksman's life at sea. And now my song, it is nearly done, and I hope that I've offended none. But I don't think I've got it complete, cause I've only been in the trade about a week. To me lalf all the day, a riddle all the day. This is the smacksman's life at lalf all the day, a riddle all the day. This is the smacksman's life at sea.
nice little tune there. Oscar Wood's jig, put at the end of a song called Cod Banging by Chris Foster, a singer originally from Yeovil in Somerset. He might still come from there, I don't know. From an album called Outsiders, and it's rather nice. We're drawing to a close in the next few minutes, but I still have time for a few tracks. I think I'll squeeze in this one from the featured album. It's called Highwayman, and it's the last track we'll hear from the album Old Time Jubilations, featured album today, provided by the Galax Bogtrotters. Old time music from the Blue Ridge Mountains.
As I went down to the old depot to see the train roll by, I thought I seen my dear old girl hang down her head and cry. The night was dark and stormy, it surely
Marshall and Carl Jones singing that one from the Galax Bogtrotters featured album on today's program, Old Time Jubilations. I'll leave you with two tracks by, well, most of two tracks, by a group that trod the boards in Melbourne some years ago. They were called Potsheen. They played variations on Celtic music. Here's a song from County Tyrone, I do believe, Carrickmannan Lake. And we'll follow that with a little bit of instrumental stuff. Won't hear all of it, but we'll hear some of it, maybe The Eavesdropper and Castletown Connors.
One evening far past time, a ramble I detain. Down by the crystal fountain called Carrickmannan Lake. Down by the crystal fountain an image I did view, but nature never did design
an image quite like you. With courage bold and daunted, I boldly did step forth, saying, my delightful charmer, my Venus of the North, give me my way or else I'll stray, my one and only joy. Should it would be a pity then to kill a harmless boy. With ne'er a sigh but a flashing eye, she quickly turned to me. Young man, depart, for in my heart no place is decked for thee. And to my father pleadings no answer did she make, but she turned away and left me there by Carrickmannan Lane. Killin she is my dwelling place, where first God's bread I drew. Drumray it is my parents' place, a thousand times a Jew. All for your sake I'll passage take across the rage and say, a pilgrim there to do the dare in North America. So come all you lads, take warning now and shun. Likewise, sweet Carrickmannan, for the false one she lives there. And as the sun was setting on yonder hill so clear, the shadow of her dwelling in the lake it does.
Shane, so is this. I'm listening to The Eavesdropper and Castletown Connors. I think that's all we've got time for at the moment, from the album Out on the Ocean, recorded when they were together a long time ago. I hope you've enjoyed the music today. Thank you for your company. Please come back. We'll do it again before too long. And if you'd like to hear the program again, you can find us, listen on demand. Camorgie.com or 2mce.org, you'll find it. It's not very difficult. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.